U.S. foreign policy can change dramatically from administration to administration. There are modifications from the early 20th century to the nation's decision to enter World War II. One person who witnessed and even took part in a lot of it is Smedley Butler. The name may be unfamiliar to you, but he took part in the Spanish-American War and World War I, and when he died in 1940, was the most decorated Marine in U.S. history. Butler's the subject of a presentation journalist Jonathan M. Katz is giving tonight as part of ASU's Center on the Future of War. Katz is an author and Future of War Fellow at New America. His presentation is called Who Was Smedley Butler? Understanding the Rise and Fall of American Empire. And Katz is with me via Skype. Jonathan, first of all, what's the fascination with Smedley Butler? How significant a figure was he?
What really draws me to him, and I think draws other people to him as well, is the degree to which he's this linchpin of this huge part of American history that a lot of us just don't learn about in school, that doesn't get us talked about as much as some other things that have happened. Essentially, if you ask Smedley Butler himself who he was, his answer would be that he was a United States Marine. And he fought in basically every intervention, invasion, occupation that the United States staged between 1898 in the Spanish-American War and World War II, which he died just before. By looking at his life and his career, we can tell quite a lot about what the United States was actually up to in the world and how the country that we live in now got built. And of course, the way that he himself reacted to that career tells us a lot about the complexity of that story.
Well, what were his general or more specific philosophies when it came to this? The fact that he was involved in so many of these battles, I presume that meant that he believed in them, or was this more complicated?
I think it's very complicated. Some of your listeners may know Smedley Butler, and if you go to Google him right now, the first things that you'll probably see are a book that he wrote in the 1930s called War is a Racket. And as that title would suggest, he did not end his career thinking very highly of the things that he had done, despite the fact that he had excelled at them. He had been extremely well decorated. He won 2 medals of honor. He retired as a major general in the Marine Corps. And so it's possible to look at that and imagine that essentially he was engaged in a wholesale rejection of everything that he had done in his past. But I think that in some ways it's even more complicated than that, because if you really look back, Smedley joined the Marine Corps in 1898, when the United States was intervening in Cuba's independence war against Spain. He joined that war in large part to fight against imperialism. Americans tend to ignore the fact that we have an empire. They tend to be pretty unaware of many of the things that the United States has done and continues to do in the world. And so it's possible to live a full and complete life in the United States without ever knowing that we are an imperial power. And in some ways, that's one of the contradictions of Smedley Butler, is that he was actually on the front lines of those imperial wars, in some ways without really fully comprehending the import of what he was doing until he reached the end of his life and it was too late to do anything about it.
Mm. So what do you think he would have thought of the concept of interventionism, or what some derisively call nation building, that kind of thing?
I think he would have recognized it very well, because he invented a lot of it.
Okay.
I'll tell you a little bit about how I came to him and as a way of answering that question. So I used to be the Associated Press correspondent in Haiti. And I was there during a major earthquake that struck the country in 2010. I sort of had a front row seat to modern day intervention efforts, including the arrival of quite a lot of U.S. troops. And I sat down to write a book about that. And one of the things that I was trying to do in that book was I was trying to look back and understand what the United States' role had been in creating the conditions in Haiti that allowed a 7.0 earthquake to become the deadliest single day natural disaster ever recorded in the Western Hemisphere. And you can't talk about that without talking about a period that most Americans have no idea happened, which is the fact that we occupied Haiti for 19 years, from 1915 until 1934. And when I was looking for information about that period, who should pop up but the Marine who, as a major at the beginning, played a significant role in organizing and orchestrating that American occupation. And that was a guy named Smedley Darlington Butler. And the United States was eminently involved in what I think we would now call nation building during that occupation. We invaded. We fought an extremely bloody war. There was a huge insurgency against the United States. And Smedley actually won his second Medal of Honor fighting against those insurgents. And a lot of the tactics that he created, that he pioneered in fighting the insurgency in northern Haiti, basically his field notes became one of the major source material for what's now the Army Marine Corps Counterinsurgency Manual. I think if Smedley showed up today and, you know, looked at for instance, what's going on in Afghanistan right now, he would say, like, oh, yeah, that looks pretty familiar.
When we think about some of the names, FDR, obviously president for a number of terms, folks like Babe Ruth, Amelia Earhart, why is it that Smedley Butler is not better known or more commonly known in some sense?
I think that, just to put it simply, having been a guy who played such a central role in America's imperial growth, and then turning around and, you know, blaming big business and small groups of powerful people for having sent him and his fellow Marines into battle, and then spending the last 10 years of his life trying to prevent World War II, and of course ultimately failing in large part because of the work that he himself had already done in so many places like China and the Philippines, makes him very, very hard to categorize. And it's very hard to have a simple conversation about him. And I think that's part of the reason why, you know, people forget him. He's a difficult character to rally around when you really get into the nuts and bolts of what he was doing.
Jonathan Katz is author of The Big Truck That Went By, How the World Came to Save Haiti and Left Behind a Disaster. He'll also be presenting tonight as part of ASU's Center on the Future of War Speaker Series at Memorial Union in Tempe. He'll be talking about who is Smedley Butler, understanding the rise and fall of American empire. Jonathan, thanks so much for the time today.
Thank you.